Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Glory to God. Come on, open your Bibles to where we're going. Luke chapter 5. We've been in a series entitled No More Tall, Intoleration, Expect Multiplication. Now we're in another aspect of the teaching series that where we're entitling this Renewing Your Mind for Multiplication. And like I said, today is not going to be anything extensive. This is going to be something short, but I want to give you something to give you to chew on.
Okay.
And if you were connected this past Thursday on the faith call, I want to encourage you to go back and re-listen to that and allow the Spirit of God to minister to your heart. All right. Renewing your mind for multiplication. Now, what in the world does multiplication have to do, Pastor Mark, with what I'm going through? Everything. And I want you to see that it is how God flows and increases and moves in our lives. Let's look at Luke 5, verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught or a massive haul. I always say a massive manifestation. Verse 4, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Now there, today I've added verses 9 and 10 to the teaching because this is where you see multiplied influence. And so I shared this on Thursday night. I want to give it to us again. The multiplication factor, you can see multiplication in all areas of our lives. Let me go ahead and give you the list to make sure that you're with me. So look at your notes from this past Thursday and then let's make sure. You can see multiplication, the multiplication factor, number one, in multiplied strength. Multiplied strength. So I can literally lay hands on my own body and speak and call forth multiplied strength, wellness, soundness, in the name of Jesus, fully expecting it. We're going to look at some scripture. Number two, multiplied provision. Multiplied provision. We see that here with Jesus telling Peter to launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a haul or a draught or a massive manifestation. That day, that fishing company, which was Peter and his partners who he was with, glory to God, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they were partners with Simon Peter in that fishing business. That day, they caught so much fish that it was multiplied increase. Watch this. It's like as if you had got, you own a business and you got over a year's income all in one day. That's how impactful this was. Multiplied provision. Three, we say when Jesus says that, fear not, don't be afraid. From this moment forward, you're going to catch men. We see number three, multiplied influence. Multiplied influence. God wants you to know that he's making you a difference maker. So you're not living this life unto yourself. It's not the will of God for you to be like a spiritual hermit. You just stay at home and don't have, you don't touch nobody, don't impact nobody, don't influence nobody. No. He's giving you multiplied influence. Four, this multiplication factor also can be accessed or activated in the area of multiplied wisdom. Multiplied wisdom. So let me see if you're listening. Number one is multiplied strength. Two is multiplied provision. Three is multiplied influence. Four is
multiplied
wisdom. And then number five is multiplied peace. Multiplied peace. Six is multiplied love. And when we say multiplied peace, we're not just talking about the absence of conflict. No. No. Multiplied peace. It is the tranquility of God, the rest of God, the soundness of God. And then multiplied love. We're not talking about a feeling of love because God is love.
Amen.
All right? So you got to, don't lose sight of this. What number are we on?
Seven.
Then we have multiplied favor. Multiplied favor. When you live this way in the area of multiplied favor, you won't be intimidated by closed doors. You won't be affected by rejection because you know that's not your identity. When you understand how to access and activate multiplied favor, you understand that no matter how many no's I get, my yes is out there. You understand that that if they reject you today, they'll receive you tomorrow. No, multiplied favor. But you got to carry yourself this way. You got to, like Jesus, when he told Peter, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a drought, a catch, a haul. He didn't pay attention to what Peter talked about. Oh man, we've been working and toiling all night long and didn't catch nothing. That brother's ready to go home and go to bed. Jesus didn't pay attention to that. And one of the things I'm learning from this particular revelation and this from this teaching is this, that when you operate in the multiplication factor or the multiplication anointing, you stop paying attention to what everybody else is paying attention to. And it takes a discipline. All right. And then what number are we on?
Eight.
Multiplied glory. Multiplied glory. That's that weightiness of God, the Shekinah of God. It manifests itself in a multiplied manner. And then the next one is a multiplied anointing. Jesus. Glory to God. The anointing on your life can increase. And what is the anointing for? Isaiah 10:27 says that the anointing is to destroy yokes and remove burdens. So if you are anointed, should you be looking like you burdened down? No, you should not be looking like 10 miles of bad road. No, you shouldn't be looking like hopeless and you don't have no joy because you just don't know what I'm going through, Pastor Mark. No, you don't realize what's on you, child of God. That's the problem. we have to understand, multiply the knowing. Then the last one, Now, I give the Canadian crew this because they said, oh, you need to add one more, Pastor Mark. Yeah, this is what they told me Thursday night. Multiplied grace. Multiplied grace. Okay? Everyone say this. Say, Jesus is the multiplier.
Jesus is the multiplier.
And he lives in me now. Say it again. Jesus is the multiplier.
Jesus is the multiplier.
And he lives in me now. So God wants to expand our thinking so that he can empower our living. Put that down in your notes. God wants to expand my thinking so that he can empower my living. God wants to expand my thinking so that he can empower my living. And so we're looking at renewing your mind for multiplication. And I got about 10 more minutes. I'm not going to be long, I told you. What you got to catch, I want you to see something. Go with me to John chapter 6. Come on, real quick here. John chapter 6. Let's look at this. Jesus is the multiplier and he lives in me now. And so what did I have you write? God wants to expand my thinking so he can empower my living. He wants to expand my thinking. If I think small, I'll live small. If I think broke, I'll live broke. If I think negative, I'm going to live encountering negative situations, negative circumstances. God wants to expand my thinking so he can empower my living. Now, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I have to understand that if I'm going to increase in this multiplication factor, increase in flourishing, increase in thriving, increase in expanding, increase in enlarging and growing, increase in multiplying. In order to do so, I must have increased thinking. I must have increased thinking. Okay, you're at John 6? Look at this. Come on, you with me?
Yes.
John 6, verse 2, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto them, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, and everybody read, for he himself knew what he would do. That's how God wants you and I to operate when we face situations. That we know the right spiritual principle to activate. We know the right spiritual truth to act on. We know the right word from God to release our faith on. He does not want us to be lost as a goose in a snowstorm. He wants us to understand how to make life work. I said this before, it bears repeating. When I got saved, you know, and this was years ago, I was young, as a teenager, my thing was, I wasn't trying to get saved just to escape hell. I heard they say he was a healer. I was a sickly child growing up. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I wanted God to heal my body. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know him as healer. I wanted that to be real in my life. Now, here's my question to you. What part of Jesus do you want to be real to you? Now, the salvation was good. Thank God I ain't going to hell. But I also, watch this, while not going to hell, I did not want to be sick on earth because I almost died at the age of 5. I was in and out of the hospital. I remember so vividly, like it happened yesterday, in being in the 4th grade, the teacher calls me up to the chalkboard to write the answer on the chalkboard of this mathematical equation. And then all of a sudden, I'm thrown back 6 feet into the desks and hit the floor because this tumor I had man, I can't explain it. It freaked out the teacher, freaked out the students. Now they got me back in the hospital. Well, I wanted to know Jesus as healer. I wanted to be healed. I was asthmatic. I was anemic. No, I wanted to be healed. So I pursued him for that, and that's why I take such a stand on healing and for my healing. And now you have to understand, either you can have this religious approach and this how you were raised in church growing up, and then that's how you view Jesus, or you can have this radical approach. And this radical approach is like this, Rashawn. Wait a minute. If Jesus didn't settle for what Peter settled for, I don't have to settle. And then we read right here. Jesus already knew what he was going to do when he saw this massive crowd of people, 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So it's potentially 20,000 people. And he didn't panic. Then I don't have to panic. See, you can have this radical approach or you can have this religious approach. I made a little note for you. Watch this. See how you like this. Get out of this place of appreciating and admiring what Jesus did and start activating what Jesus did. Start accessing what Jesus did. Start administering what Jesus did. Everyone say, Jesus is the multiplier.
Jesus is the multiplier.
And he lives in me now.
Now,
if Jesus is the multiplier and he lives in you, guess what he wants to do through you? Multiplication. And we have to believe God for it. Let's keep reading. Where can we get some bread for these people to eat? Verse 6 says, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Now, who was he looking to prove or test? He was looking to prove or test Philip. Verse 7, Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them that every one of them may take a little. So see, he was thinking small. We don't have enough. And if we had even if we had 200 penny worth of bread, all we would be able to do is give everyone just a little bit. He was thinking small. Jesus is thinking with this multiplication perspective. Watch this. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? He almost got it right, but then he says, but what is this? 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes, almost 20,000 people. This ain't going to work. See, they're looking at everything in the natural. Now, to renew your mind for multiplication, you have to understand you got to stop canceling yourself out. Stop knocking yourself out of the factor of partnering with God. Put this down in your notes. I shared it Thursday. Being accepted to God and being accepted by God is having the same access to God in all he provides. Y'all remember that in your notes? You got that? Being accepted to God and being accepted by God is having the same access to God in all he provides. One more time. Whatever part you got, say it with me. Being accepted to God, come on, and being accepted by God is having the same access to God in all he provides. Y'all got it now? Say it. Come on. Being accepted to God and being accepted by God is having the same access to God and all he provides. So watch this. So what I shared Thursday night, the same God that provided salvation is the same God that provides multiplication. If he didn't hold back salvation, he's not holding back multiplication. If he gave me access to salvation, he's also giving me access to multiplication. So that's why nobody can get the big head. Nobody can start boasting and bragging and acting like they a big shot. No, because I needed Jesus to save me, and I also need Jesus to multiply me. He carries it. Jesus is the multiplier, and he lives in me now. Okay, let's keep reading our scripture. Verse 9, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus says, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. So they just only counted the men. So we're not counting women and children. So 5,000 men, potentially 20,000 people if you add the women and children. Verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Can you underline this in your Bible? Which remained over and above. Now you do the math. 2 fish, 5 barley loaves. They got 12 baskets left. 12 baskets. We've been trained in church that Jesus is the miracle worker, but Jesus himself said, I don't do the work. It's the Father in me that doeth the work. Mm-hmm. The same Father in me is the same Father in you. The only thing difference is we're not believing God for anything like that because we hold on to the natural. And this is why you have to renew your mind. Let me give you this. Lord. And I'll let you go. You ready to write? I'm going to give you this. I'm going to let you go. How do I get my heart to come into agreement with God for his multiplication factor? How do I get my heart in agreement with God for his multiplication factor? The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. How do I get my heart to become in agreement, to come into alignment, to come perfect toward God in the area of the multiplication factor? Number one, by my declaration, what I'm saying. Faith is released with words. And watch this. Watch this. This is the part you got to put down in your notes. My words establish what will be active in my life. My words establish what will be active in my life. My words, not somebody else's. My words establish what will be active in my life. So I'm the one who must declare, I believe, I receive multiplication. I got to be the one. Or I got to be the one who says, I call forth multiplied increase in this area. I got to do that. So let's do something. Come on. Get your wallet. Get your wallet out. Or your pocketbook. Ladies, purses, or whatever. Pocketbook. What y'all got?
We got pocketbooks.
Pocketbooks. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Get your pocketbook. Come on, put it in your hand. We're going to do something. Come on, everybody on the faith call. Y'all got to move. Do this. Get your wallet. Get your pocketbook. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't be ashamed of it. We're not going to look in it. Hold it up. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call forth multiplication upon your wallet or your pocketbook. And we're going to end it by saying, I call for thousands for the kingdom and thousands for me. I call for thousands for the kingdom. Now watch this. What is it going to hurt? Well, we got to give people to believe for the thousands first. Because see, we're not just doing it for the sake of doing it. We're activating something.
Amen.
We're activating something.
Yes, I love it.
That's all we're doing. We're activating it. Because how do I get my heart to become in agreement with God for his multiplication factor? Through my declaration. Jesus thanked and he declared, so we're going to declare. You ready? Say, then put both your hands on your pocketbook or your wallet. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I speak forth multiplication,
I speak forth multiplication
to come upon this wallet,
to come upon this wallet.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I call for thousands for the kingdom,
I call for thousands for the kingdom,
and thousands for me. Say it again. I call for thousands for the kingdom,
and thousands for me.
I believe I receive
multiplication
upon my wallet
in Jesus' name.
Now take a moment to just thank God for it. Just thank God for it. You can't make it happen anyway. But I'm activating something. See? So, you got, when you're declaring it, you can't think that you're mouthing off empty words. That's what you try to get Christians to understand. You can't think that you're just mouthing off empty rhetoric. Now, I want to challenge you that for the next 7 days, if you will take your wallet and just do that each day, and say, Lord, after you finish doing it, what you going to do? I call multiplication upon my wallet. I call for thousands for the kingdom and thousands for me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the multiplication factor working in my life.
Amen.
For the next 7 days. What is it going to hurt you? Okay?
Amen.
When you declare the revelation of multiplication, you are speaking a spiritual truth. You're speaking a spiritual reality, and you're not speaking how you feel. You're not speaking what you understand, what you calculate, a reason. You're not speaking what you're going through. So how do I get my heart to come into agreement with God for the multiplication factor? By my declaration. Number two, by my determination. By my determination. This is where you can't allow yourself to be talked out of the multiplication factor taking place in your life because of a feeling, a thought, a reasoning, or a wrong perception. Now, I'm going to say this to you, you know. My mother loved the Lord. And she loved going to church. But they didn't teach her how to be victorious. So we struggled. She struggled. She struggled in her identity. She struggled in her health. And she thought that if she kept a lot of things to herself, that that was the way to live. So my mother lived a life as a martyr. You know what I mean? She suffered, struggled inwardly and didn't have to. And I believe that a lot of that being done in her early years is what caused her later years to be like that with dementia. Because, you see, if you're living a victorious life, if you're living a life as a conqueror, as an overcomer, then you won't succumb to dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer. Why? You are on this trajectory of overcoming that constantly builds. The Bible says the way of the righteous gets brighter and brighter, not dimmer and dimmer. I want you to understand, you got to be determined to live this way and not allow anything or anyone else to talk you out of your determination. You can't allow a carnal-minded, unbelieving person to talk you out of your determination. You got to lock into the reality of the multiplication factor that God has established for you rather than be locked into the reality of darkness, decrease, or deficits that are around you. Then number three, how do I get my heart to come in agreement with God for his multiplication factor? Number three is by my discipline. Number one is by my declaration. Number two is by my determination. Number three is by my discipline. By my discipline. I'm going to make myself speak multiplication decree and declare multiplication, pray for multiplication whether I feel like it or not, whether my mind is in agreement with it or not. Why? Because God is a God of multiplication. And I want the benefit of the word and the revelation of God on multiplication working for me, working through me, and working because of God being in me. Everyone say, Jesus is the multiplier.
Jesus is the multiplier.
And he lives in me now.
And he lives in me now.
So see, you got to want to choose to live a life that expects multiplication from God instead of living a life that tolerates decrease, disease, disability, not enough, insufficiency, lack, or poverty conditions. And then finally, number four, and then we're done. Did you get something today?
Yeah.
Number four is by my dominion. Dominion, Pastor Mark? Yes. Whatever I choose to be consistent in, whatever I choose to be consistent with, I dominate in. Within consistency lies the power. The more consistent I become in a spiritual practice or a spiritual activity, I then step into a place of dominion in that specific area or with that specific spiritual principle. Let me say that again. The more consistent I become in a spiritual practice or a spiritual activity, I then step into a place of dominion in that specific area or with that specific spiritual principle. It will no longer be if it will happen. It will simply be when it happens or as it happens, because I have made doing it a way of life. So those four again are by my declaration, by my determination, by my discipline, and by my dominion. This is where you have to be consistent, and I'm going after it. And I've been reaching and reaching and reaching for certain things for multiple years now. And I've been pursuing so that you don't have to pursue as long as I've been doing it, that you can activate it. And I'm calling forth multiplication in your life. In whatever area you need healing, then a multiplied soundness takes place. Amen. I saw us doing this. So put your hand on your head. Come on, put your hand on your head and say, in the name of Jesus,
I call for
a multiplied awareness
to take place
for my mental capacity to be expanded, to flow with God's multiplication factor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's why last Sunday I laid my hands on you to jumpstart that mind renewal. And you got to cooperate. When God deals with you about, don't think that way. You got to respond instead of ignore him. When you say something and God brings it to your attention, you spoke wrong. You spoke small. You spoke limited. You got to stop right then. Correct that thing.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.